主耶稣在马太福音24章啊，谈到世界的末日的预兆。
In the book of Matthew chapter 24, Jesus Christ described the sign of the end time.
马太福音25章，主耶稣讲末世的信徒应该有的预备。
And also in chapter 25, Jesus Christ mentioned about what a Christian believer should prepare himself during the end time.
主耶稣用三个比喻来描写我们的准备。
Jesus Christ used 3 parables to teach us how to prepare for the end time.
从这个三个比喻我们了解，就是在谈到三个责任。
In these 3 parables, we learn that we have 3 important responsibilities or duties.
所以将来神审判。
During the final judgment,
这个三个标准是跑不了的。
These 3 standards are used to judge.
就是我们有没有完成神给我们的责任。
In other words, have we accomplished have we reached these 3 standards?
身份被人想起福分。
You also will relate us to think about the blessing.
但是身份也要提醒我们本分。
The status also remind us about our obligation and duties.
如果我们有机会在每个地方到过很多的国家。
If you have the opportunity to travel to different countries,
我们大家都知道拿美国的护照是很好用的。
We all know that it's very convenient to use the US passport to travel.
特别是你到非洲或者开发中的国家。
Especially if you travel to African countries or other developing countries.
你会发现拿美国的护照有美国的身份，这是一种福气。
Actually, indeed, it's a blessing for U.S. citizens to travel to many countries.
但是我们每个人，我们每个人都知道，我们住在美国有我们的本分。
We also know that as a U.S. citizen, we do have our obligations.
4月15号就是赋税的日期。
And every April 15, you have to file income tax.
那是我们很多的本分当中的一个。
It is one of our obligations or of duties.
那人能够只享受福分不尽本分吗？
Could a person just receive blessings from God but without trying to fulfill his obligation?
如果你都拿到绿卡以后你都不付税，你申请公民会出来吗？
What happens if you are green card, when you are applying for U.S. citizens but you still refuse to pay income tax, will you be able to obtain your citizenship?
这当然有问题。
Of course, you will encounter some problems.
没有一个身份比基督徒的身份更尊贵。
Of course, it is more elegant to be a Christian.
因为他们要称作神的儿子。
They will be called the children of God.
千万的天使要服侍他们。
They will be served by millions of angels.
他们要与主一同作王。
They will be with King, with the Lord.
他们是圣洁的国度。
They belong to the Holy Kingdom.
是君尊的祭司。
They are the elegant priest.
是没有一个身份比这个身份更尊贵。
There's no other status higher than a Christian.
所以充充满满有恩典有真理。
They will have the full gospel and all the truth and also the blessings.
都是因为我们有主做他儿女这个身份，我们才能够享受得到。
It is because he is a children, he is a child of God, that you be able to receive all blessings from the Lord.
但是我们也要常常想想我们的本分。
But we should also try to remind our obligations or our duties.
做基督徒，我们有什么本分
？What are our obligations to fulfill?
罗马书里面保罗提到三种债。
In the episode of Romans, Paul mentioned about 3 debts.
很奇妙的就是这三种债，直接把它对照起来，就跟马太福音25章讲的完全一样。
And if you try to list all these 3 debts, it's exactly stated in Matthew chapter 25.
欠债，这是一种责任。
If a person has a debt, it is an obligation to pay off.
所以还债不是福分。
To pay off a debt is not a blessing.
还债是本分。
It is your obligation.
罗马书里面保罗提醒我们三个债。
In the book of Romans, Paul mentioned about three debts.
请看罗马书第一章。
Let's refer to the episode of the Romans, chapter 1.
13节。
Verse 13.
罗马书第一章的13节。
Romans chapter, chapter 1, verse 13.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是如今仍有阻隔。14节
14.
无论是希腊人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。15节
15.
所以我情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。14节保罗这样说，
I said in verse 14,
说不论是希腊人或是化外人，就是没有开化的人，不论是聪明人或者愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
I'm a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise.
这里保罗说我说欠他们的债，就是表示我有一个责任。
And Paul mentioned about he is a debtor to Greeks and to barbarians, meaning thatHe is obliged to different kinds of people.
我将来要在神面前交账，我是不是把这个责任做好？
I'm going to pay off my debt in front of the Lord. Have I done everything completely?
那这个责任是什么？
What is the obligation?
我要尽我的力量将福音也传给罗马的人。
So as much as in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you.Who are in Roman also.
那个时候罗马就好像世界的地极一样。
Romans at that time was considered as the end of the world.
所以儒家福音第一章在讲，你们要从圣灵得着能力，然后从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、犹大全地直到地极做见证。
Therefore in the book of Luke, God, Jesus Christ commissioned disciples to preach from Jerusalem unto Samaria until the end of the world.
罗马书二十八章就是传到地极。
And in Romans chapter
28, Acts chapter
28, describes and records the gospel was preached to the end of the world at that time.
那个地极就是罗马。
And it refers to Rome.
所以保罗从要从耶路撒冷把福音传到罗马。
So Paul was to preach the gospel from Jerusalem to Rome.
如果使徒行传我们后面读一读，非常辛苦。
If you study the book of Acts, you discover that it was a very tough job.
冒生命的危险。
The disciples, especially Paul, even risked his life to preach the gospel.
好几次船坏掉。
A lot of time they encountered ship wreckages.
活命的指望都没有了。
They were hopeless. The life was threatened.
好几次被人打。
A lot of time he was beaten.
甚至被蛇咬。
He was even bit by poisonous snake.
这一切的困难都没有阻挡他尽他传福音这个责任的使命。
But all these hindrances did not stop Paul to fulfill his obligation.
他有一个感觉，我欠他们的债。
Because he feels so strong that he was a debtor to all these people.
那为什么人会有一种感觉，传福音是欠债？
Why a person like Paul has such a strong feeling that he was like a debtor?
我们从保罗讲一些话，我们来想想看。
Maybe we can find the answer from the statement made by Paul.
罗马书第九章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我在基督里面说真话，并不是谎言。我有良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。第三节。
Verse 3.
为我的骨肉，就是我自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。我们再回来看罗马书第一章的十六节。
Let's try to compare this with Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音是要本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。十六节。
17.
十七节。因为神的义正在这个福音上显明啊，这个义是本质于信，以至于信。这两段圣经告诉我们两件事情。
These two passages give us a very important message.
那这两件事情加在一起，你就一定会有一种欠债的感觉。
If you try to combine these two statements together, you will also have the same feeling as Paul. You are also a debtor.
第一个就是福音到底在做什么？
What is the purpose of spreading gospel?
十六节说福音要救一切相信的人。
The salvation, the power of our gospel is to save those who believe.
反过来讲。
In contrary,
没有得到福音就是没有得救。
If a person hasn't received the gospel, he is still not saved yet.
那没有得救有多可怕呢？
How terrible it is when a person is still an unbeliever.
启示录里面说，他们要进入硫磺火湖里面接受第二次的死，就是被火永远烧在那里。
Say that in the book of Revelation, the person will enter into the second death and he will burn by the fire forever.
那有多可怕呢？
And how horrifying it is.
那是超过我们肉体今生的经验的可怕。
It is beyond our imagination.
那是永远的沉沦。
That is the eternal perishment.
帖子说的人家后书说，离开神全能的光。
Just like the state in 2 Thessalonians, a person is away from the light of God.
进到永远墨黑的幽暗里面。
He enters into the eternal darkness.
在灵界里面只有神是光。
Spiritually, God is the only light.
除了神以外没有光。
Besides God, there's no light.
在天国里面没有日月光。
In the heavenly kingdom, there's no sun or moon.
因为神就是光。
Since God is the light.
这个光含有生命。
And this light will give us life.
这个光带有能力。
And that life also has power.
这个光一照到人的身上。
When the light shines upon man.
你就得到永生。
You will have the eternal life.
你就得到满足。
You will be content.
这是奇妙的光。
It is a so wonderful light.
所谓沉沦就是离开神。
Perishment means a person is away from the Lord.
看不到神。
He cannot see God.
那就是永远的黑暗。
And he lives in the eternal darkness.
那是可怕的。
And it's so horrible.
以西结书里面看到以西结看异象。
In the book of Ezekiel mentioned about Ezekiel saw a vision.
看到一大堆死人的骨头。
He saw a lot of skeletons.
没有价值也没有生命。
They were worthless and lifeless.
以西结就心里就一直在想这个到底什么意思。
Ezekiel began to ponder what is the significant meaning of it.
为什么神让我看到一堆死人的骨
头。 Why God let me to see the dead bones, to see the skeletons.
神启示他。
God revealed to him.
没有得救的以色列百姓就是死人的骨头。
The Israelites were not saved just like those skeletons, just like those dead bones.
是没有生命没有价值的。
They were lifeless and worthless.
今天我们从这个角度来看世界上的人。
If we look at this world from this angle.
不管有多少人你很羡慕。
It doesn't matter how you admire a person.
羡慕他们的名利享受。
You admire the success.
利享受。
And also the enjoyment.
但是如果从主人的眼光来看。
But if you look at from a spiritual sense, from spiritual eyes.
没有得救是一堆死人的骨头啊。
If a person is not saved, he is still like a dead body.
将来的命运。
His fate in the future.
硫磺的火湖。
It will be burned in the brimstone fire.
这是可怕的。
It's so frightful.
所以从属灵的眼光来看。
Spiritually speaking,
有时候你会跟主耶稣有相同的感觉。
You will have the same feeling as Jesus Christ.
耶稣看到这么多人来跟从他，他就怜悯众人。
When Jesus Christ saw so many people following him, and he has mercy upon them.
因为世人都活在罪里面。
Since everyone live on this earth live in sin,
可怕。
It's so horrifying.
非常可怕。
It's so horrible.
不出事比出事倒好。
It's better for a person better for a person not be born on this earth.
那么第九章保罗说
，In Romans chapter 9, Paul mentioned about
那个我的兄弟，我的骨肉。
My brothers and sisters are my flesh and bone.
啊，我为他们非常的忧伤。
And I'm so grieved for them.
保罗讲这个兄弟骨肉，不是指的同父母生的兄弟骨肉。
And Paul didn't refer to his kin,
是指的犹太人。
He refers to the Jewish.
犹太人是他同族的人。
The Jewish people is his race.
所以他有同族同胞的爱。
His kinsmen and he showed his love to them.
他想到得救的重要。
He realized how important it is to believe in Christ.
心就很难过。
And he feel very sad. He has continued grief in his heart.
所以一个人对传福音要有这个歉疚的感觉，就是你必须在灵里面看见。并且你有属灵的爱心。
Therefore, a person who preaches the gospel should have the spiritual eyes to sense to the need of them and also shows that love to them.
如果我们用属灵的眼光看，再用属灵的爱心去想。
If a person doesn't have a spiritual point of view or doesn't have a spiritual love,
每一个街头巷尾的人都可怜了。
And it will be difficult for me to preach.Since everyone on this earth, if it's not safe, is so pitiful.
每一个住在豪华大厦里面都是可怜的。
If anyone who lives in a mansion but he is not safe, is a pitiful person.
每一个做总统的都是可怜的。
And every president on this earth, if he doesn't believe in Christ, is so pitiful.
因为他们没有得救。
Since they are still not safe yet.
所以他们需要我们传福音给他。
We have to preach to them.
保罗的歉疚感就从这里出来。
Therefore, Paul really feels sorry for them.
所以今天我们传福音给别人。
When we are preaching to the others,
最困难的是什么
？What is the most difficult part?
最困难就是你的心中对他的没有得救有没有感觉？这个最困难。
Whether you have a strong feeling towards him since he is not safe yet.
那你的心中对他的没有得救要有感觉，你要有爱。
If you have a strong, you must have a strong feeling that he still hasn't saved yet, and moreover, you should show the love to him.
所以有时候动员人去传福音并不困难。
It's not so difficult to mobilize someone to preach.
最困难的就是让人的心中有这个感觉。
But the most important part is whether a person can truly.Have love in his heart.
出于爱心的一种怜悯的感觉。
And he should show the mercies and kindness to them when preaching the gospel.
因为有这种感觉啊，神才会跟我们通工。
Unless a person has that kind of feeling and sensitivity, otherwise the Lord will not co-work with him.
因为神就是爱。
Since God is love.
如果我们对别人没有得救，没有感觉。
If he doesn't care about the salvation of the others.
我们在这个外表上例行公事这样在传。
And we just do it in the matter of formality when preaching the gospel.
没有爱就没有神在中间。
And do not show love and don't have love in our heart.
有爱你就会有感觉。
Then our job will be fruitless.
有感觉就是有爱。
Then if you can have the sense of love, then you'll be able to preach.
有爱就是有神。
And if you have love, then the God is with you.
所以保罗在传福音啊，真的是出于爱主的心。
So when Paul spread the gospel, he truly showed the love of Christ.
因为他可以感受基督的爱。
He can strongly sense to the love of God.
基督对人的爱。
He can sense to the Christ's love to man.
那个心肠他可以感受。
He will be able to sense to the feeling of Christ.
那个心肠在他里面。
And he has the same heart as the Lord.
所以啊，他觉得传福音是还债，这是一种责任。
Therefore, he feels that he is a debtor to the others when preaching the gospel.
因此，他的人生有一个目标。
So his life, he has a goal in his life.
有一个理想。
He has a target.
先看十五章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书的十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我立的志向不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
And also I've made it my aim to preach the gospel not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation.
这个志向在 RSV 翻译本翻作 ambitious, 就是野心。
So Paul has an ambition or an aim.
志向就是还没有达到，但是你把它当作目标去努力的，这个叫志向。
Ambition is something still hasn't happened yet, but you set up your goal or target to fulfill.
我们每一个人活在世界上都有你的理想。
Everyone has an ambition on earth.
没有理想，我们怎么会进步
？If without ambition, you will not be able to make any progress or advancement.
没有理想，你怎么会这么早起来，这么晚睡觉
？Without any aim or target, how come you wake up so early in the morning, begin to work, and sleep late at night?
就是因为我们有理想。
It is because we have an aim or ambition.
为着我们的理想，我们一直在牺牲。
And for aim or ambition, we sacrifice.
但是现在我们要想，我有没有属灵的理想
？But do we have a spiritual ambition?
对神的事情，我有没有一个目标？有没有一个理想
？Do I have set up a goal to work for the Lord?
这个非常重要。
This is also utterly important.
如果我们的人生有属灵的理想
，If we have a spiritual ambition,
我们才会有属灵的行动。
That will have spiritual activities.
所以我们礼拜六能够来教会聚会，这是好的。
That is the reasons why we come to the church to observe Sabbath. It is a good deed.
但是如果我们只来礼拜六做礼拜就完了，这就不够。
Still, attending service on Sabbath is not enough.
每一个信徒捧着圣经做礼拜完就回去，教会怎么进步
？If everybody come to the church and attend the service and go home, and how can the church make any progress or advancement?
因为我们没有理想。
Since we have no target or no aim,
灵的行动,
we don't have any spiritual activities or
actions,
and how can the church make any progress?
牛产增加乃凭牛力啊,
and be thus increase of the harvest has to be based on the effort of cows.
没有牛辛苦的耕种,
If without the hard work or hard labor of cows, how can we expect any good harvest?
那一块田就是教会。
And the field is like the church.
如果没有牛在里面做工,
if the cow does not work in the field, how can we expect any harvest?
但是为什么有人在教会里面愿意当牛?
And why someone would like to serve like a cow?
因为他有一个属灵理想。
Because he has a spiritual ambition.
我要爱神。
I love God.
我要还债。
I want to pay I want to fulfill my obligation
讨神喜欢,
in order to please God.
有这个理想。
If a person has this kind of ambition,
就有行动,
and he will put into action,
有行动,
and with action,
你就会看到教会在行动,
you will be able to see the church is making progress or improvement.
哦, 所以保罗他的人生有理想,
so Paul has a very high ambition.
我们要传福音到没有人传过的地方去,
he wants to preach to the place where nobody else preached the gospel.
再过三个礼拜, 我们要灵恩布道会,
we're going to have a spiritual convocation in the coming 3 weeks later.
诸位, 我们爱神吗?
Do you love God?
我想我们每一个人都是爱神。
Everybody loves God.
我们对这次的灵恩布道会有理想吗?
Do you set up an ambition for this, towards this spiritual convocation?
我们是不是只想来参加完就完了?
Or we just simply come to attend the services?
或者我们有一个理想?
Or we have an ambition?
这一次让我们教会能够更多人受洗, 让我们年轻人能够更复兴。
So more people can be baptized and our spirituality can be uplifted.
如果我们有这个属灵的理想,
if we have the spiritual ambition,
我们就有一个属灵的行动,
then we will have a spiritual action.
所以保罗觉得啊, 我传福音这是还债。
Therefore Paul mentioned that preaching gospel to him is to pay off debt.
这是不得已的责任，责任你已经托付了。
It is his obligation and he is commissioned to do so.
因为我已经从神领受这尊贵的身份。
And I received this status and also this commission from the Lord.
做神的大使。
And to serve as the ambassador of God.
所以我要完成这个责任。
Thus I have to complete and fulfill my obligation.
马太福音25章说,
In Matthew chapter 25, the Bible said,
按才干分钱财的比喻。
It's about the parable of talents.
一个分给他两千,
a person was given 2,000.
一个分给他五千,
one is given 1,000.
一个分给他一千,
another was given 5,000. Another one was given 1,000.
后来那个主人回来了,
so when the master returned,
就要来算账,
and began check into the result.
主人说要算的不是你赚多少,
the master didn't really try to find how much you make,
而是你有没有去赚,
whether you have done anything.
所以五千的赚了五千, 主人就很满意。
So when the five talents gave five more talents, the master or the Lord was pleased.
两千的赚两千, 主人也很满意。
And the two talents made another two more talents, and the master was also pleased.
并不会因为他们少赚了三千, 主人就说为什么你这样?
The master didn't rebuke them for making less.
因为他的恩赐不一样。
Because they all have different gifts.
但是对那个赚一千的,
but the person who was given one talent,
他连一块钱也没有赚,
he didn't even make a penny.
他把钱财埋到土里里面,
and he had the money in the ground.
所以他就被赶到外面里面去,
so he was cast out.
为什么?
Why?
因为他没有尽责任,
he did not fulfill his obligation.
这个就是审判的标准,
and this is a standard of judgment.
不管我们恩赐有多少,
it doesn't matter how much gift you have,
即使像一千一样,
even you just have only one talent,
那一千就是神要你投资去赚钱的一个,
this is the one talent given to you for investment,
就是将来审判的一个标准,
and this is the standard of judgment.
说每一个人要自觉神给我们的使命,
and everyone should self-realize what your gift is.
我们有世界的理想,
we have the ambition on this earth.
因为我们爱我们,
since we love ourselves,
我们爱我们的家庭,
we love our family,
我们更爱我们的教会,
but we should love the church more,
因为这是属神的,
since the church belongs to God.
这是第一个我们要还的债,
this is the first debt we are going to pay off.
先看罗马书,
let's refer again to Romans
第三章,
chapter 3,
罗马书第三章,
Romans chapter 3,
21节,
verse 21.
罗马书3章21节,
Romans chapter 3, verse 21.
但如今神的义在律法外已经显明出来, 有律法和先知为证, 二十二节。
22，
就是神的义，因为信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。23，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。23，指出世界上人的属灵现况。
Verse 23 points out the current spiritual situation of man on earth.
每一个人都犯了罪。
For all have sinned.
亏欠神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
每一个。
Everyone.
从大到小。
From young to old.
从男到女。
Both male and female.
每一个人都亏欠神的荣耀。
Everyone fall short of the glory of God.
You know, 每一个人都有罪。
Says every man is sinned.
罪人不能够我们荣耀神的。
Sinner couldn't glorify God.
我们欠神的债。
And we owe God.
因为神创造一切万物都是美好的。
Since the creation of every creation of God is good.
在他创造万物的美好当中来显明他的荣耀。
And during his beautiful creation, he manifested his glory.
但是今天我们有罪。
But every man is sinned.
在我们身上能够显明人的荣耀吗？
Can we glorify God?
这是一个很重要的问题。
It is a very important question, a very important issue.
我们的身上能够荣耀神吗？
Can we glorify God?
我们的生活能够荣耀神吗？
Can our life glorify the name of God?
虽然我们全家信主，我们的家庭能够荣耀神吗？
Although our entire family were convertedCan our family glorify God?
我们的婚姻能够荣耀神吗？
Can our marriage glorify God?
我们的子女能够荣耀神吗？
Can our children glorify God?
这是我们的责任。
It is our obligation and duty.
神要跟我们算账的一个责任。
And when God tried to, want to check into account, this is what we fall short of.
所以当我们一直在追求世俗虚浮荣耀的时候，
When we try to pursue for the glory of this world,
我们要冷静下来。
We have to Calm down ourselves.
想想我在神在人的面前有没有彰显神的荣耀？
Do I manifest do I glorify God's name in front of man and God?
马太福音25在讲十个童女的比喻。
Matthew 25 also have a parable about the 10 virgins.
十个童女在等待新郎的来到。
When the 10 virgins were waiting for the groom to arrive.
已经等到天很晚了。
And they wait until late at night.
五个聪明的童女就开始准备鱼。
And the 5 wise ones prepared the lambs.
另外五个童女就开始睡觉。
But the other 5 fell asleep.
后来有人说新郎来了。
But when the groom arrived,
那个聪明的童女因为准备了油。
The 5 wise virgins had oil in their lamps.
所以他的灯有油。
And the lamps had oil.
那个五个愚拙的童女。
But the other 5 foolish virgins.
因为灯里面没有油。
Since there was no oil in the lamps.
灯就没有办法发光。
And it would not be able to lead.
结果这个五个愚拙的童女就被赶到黑暗里面去。
And these 5 foolish virgins were cast out into darkness.
五个聪明的童女就进入享受这个婚宴。
But the 5 wise virgins were allowed to enter to enjoy the wedding banquet.
那个油代表什么？
What does the oil represent?
油就是代表圣灵。
The oil represents and symbolizes the Holy Spirit.
器皿有油就是代表被圣灵充满。
When the vessel is full of oil, it symbolizes that a person is filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个油能够发光就是代表好行为。
Oil will be able to lead, meaning that a person has good behavior or good conduct.
在罗马书第七章里面保罗在谈到他的痛苦。
Romans chapter 7, Paul mentioned about his grief.
我们看罗马书的第七章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
21节。
Verse 21.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。22节。
22.
因为我按我里面的意思，我喜欢神的律。23节。
23.
但我觉得肢体中另外有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体犯罪的律。24节。
24.
我真是苦啊！谁能够救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？保罗这里在谈到他心中有两个律。
Paul described there are two laws in his mind.
一个就是罪的律。
One is the law of evilness.
从肉体出来的。
It's from the flesh.
一个就是善的律。
One is the law of righteousness.
这个叫做神的律。
Which is the law of God.
所以保罗每一次立志行善。
When everyone Paul tried to do good,
但是他行不出来。
But he couldn't do it.
因为这个罪的律太强了。
Because the law of evilness is so powerful.
那每一次他不去想犯罪。
Every time when he tried not to commit sins,
他就发现他一直去做。
And yet he still do it.
所以在这个罪性的控制之下。
Because he was controlled by the nature of evilness.
保罗发现人要行善是毫无可能的。
Paul feels that it's very difficult for a man to do good.
所以他觉得很痛苦。
He feels kind of suffering.
因此后来他说。
Therefore he said,
说感谢神。
He said, thanks God, I thank God.
靠着主耶稣我们就可以脱离了。
Through Jesus our Lord, so then with my, I myself serve the law of God.
就可以得胜我们肉体罪的律。
So I can overcome the law of flesh.
保罗怎么靠着主耶稣？
How can Paul rely on God?
就是祷告。
Through prayer.
被圣灵充满。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
被神的能力充满。
He was filled with the power of God.
这样才能够克服罪的律、死的律、神的律、善的律。
Able to overcome the law of flesh and sin in order to serve God.
不是信了耶稣受洗起来行为马上改变了。
It's not just a person, it doesn't mean that when a person is converted and he can do good right away.
信耶稣受洗起来在身份上我们称为义人。
And after a person believes in the Lord and he's justified and considered to be a righteous.
但是在实质上生活要变化显明神的荣耀，这样一段很长的努力。
But in real life or in reality, it takes time for him to improve himself to do good.
需要有圣灵的更新。
And he must be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
人才能够脱离罪，荣耀神。
Then he'll be able to escape from the bondage of sin in order to follow God.
所以我们绝对不可以满足，我已经受洗了，我已经得圣灵了，完了。
When a person, we shouldn't have the thought that after I'm baptized, I'm pretty sure I'm saved, and that's it.
如果我们没有被圣灵充满，
if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们没有办法脱离罪恶的捆绑，
we'll still not be able to escape from the bondage of sin.
非常简单。
It's a very simple.
你知道坏脾气不好。
If you know that, if you are very hot tempered, ill tempered.
但是我们当中很多人都被他控制。
A lot of person is controlled by hot temper.
坏脾气能够荣耀神吗？
Could hot tempered person glorify God?
当你生气的时候，你照一张相，看那个相像什么？
When you are so angry and take a picture, take a look of your face.
那个像就像魔鬼附身一样。
And your face just like a person who's possessed by the evil spirit.
那能够荣耀神吗？
And can you glorify God?
我们受洗不错。
Yes, we are all baptized.
我们也得圣灵不错。
We also have the Holy Spirit.
但是你还是被罪控制啊。
But you are still controlled by sin.
所以要被圣灵充满了。
Therefore, the person has to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
才能够得自由。
Then he will have the true freedom.
所以要荣耀神。
Therefore, we ought to glorify God.
我们要祷告被圣灵充满。
We have to pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样才能够还荣耀神的债。
Then we'll be able to pay the debt in order to glorify God's name.
我们再举个例子来讲。
Let me give you another case.
有谁在头脑里面不知道说恨人是不好的？
Everybody knows that it's wrong to hate a person.
有谁在头脑里面不知道说要跟人和好？
Everybody knows that he should make friends with the others.
大家都知道。
Everybody knows that.
但是从我们心里的最深处来看，
But let's take a look of our sinful body.
同一个教会里面，我们是不是跟每一个人都很和好？
And in the same church, do we make friends? Do we get along well with everyone?
我们同一个教会里面有没有人我没有跟他讲过话？ And, 不想跟他讲话。
In the church, do we have any person that I refuse to talk to?
我不想看到他。
Or I don't want to see his face.
那个就是罪的控制。
And he are controlled by sin.
我们知道善。
We know to do good.
我们行不出来。
But we cannot do it.
我们知道坏。
We know the bad things.
我们继续去做。
We should refrain to do it.
这样
to do it.
这样能够荣耀神吗？
Can you glorify God?
所以我们要被圣灵充满。
We are all to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
只有被圣灵充满，我们才能够从圣灵的感动下真正跟人和好。
The person filled with the Holy Spirit, then he be able to make friends and with the others.
使整个教会成为一个属灵的大家庭。
The entire church will become a real spiritual family.
神才能够在这个地方得到荣耀。
Then God's name can be glorified.
分裂的教会是不能荣耀神。
If a church is in division, how can she
to glorify God's name.
分裂的人际关系是不能荣耀神。
If everyone is divided, how can the church be a, how can the members working together in one accord?
我们欠神的债。
We owe God's debt.
要在我们身上，要在他的教会里面荣耀他。
And we have to glorify His name in His church.
所以我们要努力祷告。
Therefore, we have to pray harder.
求主的灵充满我们。
And may the Spirit of God dwell in our heart.
我们才会像五个发光的童女进到婚宴里面。
Then we will like the five, five wise virgin be invited to enjoy the banquet.
你看罗马书13章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书13章。
Romans chapter 13,
第八节,
verse 8.
罗马书13章的第8节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 8.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常为以为亏欠，因为爱人就完全的律法。这个地方说，
it stated in verse 8.
说凡事不可以亏欠人。
Owe no one anything.
当然不可以欠人钱不还了。
Of course, we cannot just owe somebody's money and refuse to pay off.
所以有时候别人要托我拿钱给谁或者托我奉献，我都很怕。
So sometimes when I was told to bring money to somebody else or to bring a contribution to a church or to someone else.
因为事情太多了，有时候钱带在口袋忘记了。
I felt very uneasy because sometimes I could simply just I could forget.
我都讲，如果你要托我拿支票来，这个就比较好。So
I told the other people, it's better for you to give me a check, so I remember.
凡事不可以亏欠的。Therefore,
the Bible says that owe no one anything.
但是只有一件事情要常以为亏欠。There's
only one thing that we should feel that we should oblige.
就是要彼此相爱。Except
to love one another.
这是一种债。
It is another debt.
爱别人，这是一种责任。
To love the others, to love one another is also an obligation.
这不是我们给人的恩情，这是一种责任。
It is not a favor, but love is an obligation.
那为什么保罗会有这个感觉呢？
Why Paul has such kind of sensitivity?
爱别人是一种责任。
To love the others becomes his responsibility or his duty.
基本原因就是因为神爱我们。
The fundamental reason is because he is loved by God.
而且神说我们要爱别人。
Since God ordered us, command us to love the other.
因为神很爱我们,
since God loves us so much.
所以你就欠神,
so we owe God a debt.
欠神,
and another debt. Because we owe His love.
那现在神对你讲话,
now God is talking to you.
这个就是你要讲,你要做的,
and this is what you are told to do.
还债的一个方法,
there's another way for you to pay off the debt.
那神讲的话就是你要爱别人。
God wants us and commissioned us and ordered us to love the other.
所以我们爱别人不是因为别人可爱我们爱他。
We love the others because not because the other party is lovely.
也不是因为让别人觉得我们好，我们爱他。
It's not because we are better than the others.
我们爱别人是因为神爱我们，他叫我们爱别人，所以我们要爱他。
We love the others because God loved us first. Therefore, we have to love the other.
这已经超越个人的感觉。
It is beyond our own personal feeling.
耶稣还在我们做罪人的时候为我们而死。
When we are still sinners, Jesus Christ has died for us on the cross.
有哪一个人对罪人感觉到很好？
And how could a person still love a sinner and feel that he is better?
大部分人都很讨厌罪人。
And most people dislike or even hate sinners.
但是主耶稣为我们而死。
Yeah, Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
真正他已经超越个人的感觉。
And he's already go beyond the behavior or the feeling of the people on this earth.
在加拉太书里面说，
also stated in Galatians,
我们要彼此担当重担。
We should help each other to carry the laden.
所以我们在如果讲这个爱心，是给人50块、100块， 实在是没有困难。
It's not difficult for us to give away some money to help the others.
但是我们现在这个世代，
but in this era, in this generation,
有太多人需要我们用属灵的爱去爱他。
A lot of people need our spiritual love, our spiritual concern.
我们仔细来想想看。
Let's think about this in further detail.
单单在我们教会有多少受过洗的人现在没有来教会？
Can we count how many of the members back in our church and now they became lost sheep?
他们需要我们的爱。
They need our love.
需要我们关心他。
And we have to show our love towards them.
需要我们帮他代祷。
We have to pay for them, pray for them.
所以这个爱要常以为亏欠。
So we should always feel that we are obliged.
我们不要很小的把它想说给人一点钱，不是这样。
We shouldn't just have a thought that giving away some money is to show love.
或者物质上的好处。
Or give them some materials, the materials help.
最贵重的就是在灵里面关心他们灵性的进步，灵性的得救。
The most precious gift we can offer them is to show the concern in the spiritually.
所以通过我们的爱，让他灵性复兴。
And through our love, so the spirituality can be uplifted.
那这个爱就有永恒的价值。
And this love will have the eternal value.
那只有我们有这种亏欠感，我们才会拿出行动。
As long as we have this kind of obligation, that we'll be able to demonstrate in our daily life.
所以彼得要交代，主耶稣要不要交代彼得做一件事情
So Jesus Christ told Peter to do one thing.
就是你要喂养我的小羊。
You have to feed my lamb.
主耶稣问彼得一个问题，重复三次。
Jesus Christ asked Peter the same question thrice.
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
为什么要问这个问题三次?
Why Jesus Christ asked the same question thrice?
因为只有彼得真的爱耶稣，他才会为主耶稣的羊来牺牲。
Since Peter loved the believer so much, then Peter loved Jesus Christ so much, then he will be able to feed his lamb.
只有我们真的对别人有属灵的爱，我们才会为着别人灵性的复兴、属灵的得救来牺牲。
And as long as unless we have the love towards the others, then we'll be able to pray for the revival of the spirituality.
所以常常我们看到啊，让我们来到宴乐的地方，很多人愿意去。
A lot of time we found that when people come for enjoyment or for parties, you see a huge crowd of attendees.
让我们来牺牲来复兴教会。
But when we are told to spend time, to sacrifice our time to revive the faith of the church,
让我们来祷告，让我们来进食。
Or we were told to pray with fasting.
是不是很多人呢？
Are there a lot of people try to do that?
所以爱需要牺牲。
But love is sacrifice.
只有我们对爱有亏欠，我们才会牺牲。
Unless a person feels that he's obliged,
人跟人之间啊都是有矛盾的。
There's always some kind of a contradiction between men.
因为没有一个人没有缺点。
Every man has shortcoming.
所以人跟人之间相处要和睦，要用爱心包容。
Therefore, men showing love to each other in harmony.Must be able try to take other people's difficulties.
这个人际关系才会顺利。
Then the interpersonal relationship will make better improvement.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Because love doesn't count the evil deeds of the others.
所以当我们觉得爱心是一种亏欠。
When we feel that it is our obligation to show love,
即使我们不喜欢的人，我们发现他很多的缺点，我们觉得爱他，你就觉得你欠他。
Even we don't like the person, I'm still obliged to him. Then we'll be able to show love to him.
我们就会遮盖他的软弱缺点。
And then we'll be able to cover up his faults.
那人际之间就会越来越顺利。
Then man will be able to build up a better relationship.
所以爱要常常以为亏欠。
Therefore, showing love. It's like an obligation.
马太福音二十章，主耶稣在讲审判。
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus Christ talked about the judgment.
山羊跟绵羊要分开来。
And he's going to distinguish between the lamb, the sheep and the goat.
同样是羊，有的是山羊，有的是绵羊。
Some of them are sheep, some of them are goat.
山羊就是有爱的。
And sheep are those who show love.
分到右边就进到永远的生命去。
And they were on the right hand side, and they'll be allowed to enter eternity.
绵羊虽然是羊，没有爱。
山羊
没有虽然是羊没有爱
goats but goats have no love
他就分到左边去了
and they were on the left hand side
所以马太二十五章讲这个三个比喻就是罗马书讲三个欠债
so the three parables described in the Matthew chapter 25 is the same as in Romans described in the Romans about three debts
每一个人都欠债
Everybody is a debtor.
我们需要一生努力来还债。
We have to work hard throughout entire life to pay off debts.
让我们在主耶稣审判台前能够被他称为好的人。
And then when we face the Lord, we'll be considered as good men.
让我们能够被主允许进到他的国，享受福分。
Then we'll be allowed to enter the heavenly kingdom to enjoy the eternal love.
唱诗。